Flanders and Swan, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. The British duo Flanders and Swan were the actor and singer Michael Flanders, 1922-1975, and the composer, pianist and linguist Donald Swan, 1923-1994, who collaborated in writing comic songs. Between 1956 and 1967, they performed some of their songs in their long-running two-man reviews, At the Drop of a Hat and At the Drop of Another Hat.
1. The Partnership. Flanders and Swan both attended Westminster School, but went their separate ways during the Second World War. However, a chance meeting in 1948 led to a musical partnership writing songs and light opera, Swan writing the music and Flanders writing the words. Their songs were performed by artists such as Ian Wallace, Joyce Grenfell and Rose Hill. In December 1956, Flanders and Swan hired the New Lindsay Theatre, Notting Hill, to perform their own two-man review, At the Drop of a Hat, which opened on New Year's Eve. Flanders sang a selection of the songs they had written, interspersed with comic monologues, and accompanied by Swan on the piano. An unusual feature of their act was that, due to Flanders having had polio in 1943, both men remained seated for their shows. Swan remained behind his piano, and Flanders used a wheelchair. The show was successful, and transferred the next month to the Fortune Theatre, where it ran for over 2 years before touring in the UK, the USA, Canada, and Switzerland. In 1963, Flanders and Swan opened in a second review, At the Drop of Another Hat. Over the next 4 years, they toured a combination of the two shows in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, the USA, and Canada, before finishing up at the Booth Theatre on Broadway. On the 9th of April 1967, they performed their last live show together. 10 days later, they moved into a studio and recorded the show for television. Over the course of 11 years, Flanders and Swan had given nearly 2,000 live performances. Although their performing partnership ended in 1967, they remained friends afterwards and collaborated on occasional projects. 2. Songs of Flanders and Swan. Flanders and Swan's songs are characterized by wit, gentle satire, complex rhyming schemes, and memorable choruses. They wrote over 80 comic songs together. The following selection gives an indication of their range. All Gaul, a political satire based on the long career of Charles de Gaulle. At the time of writing, de Gaulle had recently vetoed the UK's first application to join the European Economic Community. First and Second Law, perhaps the only comic song ever written about thermodynamics. Ill Wind, Flanders' words sung to a slightly cut version with cadenza of the rondo finale of Mozart's Horn Concerto in E-flat major, K495. Madeira Madeira, a song full of complex wordplay, including 3 examples of solipsis. Misalliance, political allegory concerning a love affair between a honeysuckle and a bindweed. PPBBD, or Peepo Belly Bum Draws, a song comparing the use of profanity among the intelligentsia to playground swearing. Slow Train, a nostalgic song about the railway stations closed by Dr. Beeching. The Gas Man Cometh. Ever had to hire a tradesman do repair damage done by other tradesmen? If yes, you will relate to this. The Hippopotamus. One of Flanders and Swan's best-known songs, known for its chorus Mud, Mud, Glorious Mud, and typical of a range of songs that they wrote about different beasts, including the Gnu, the Warthog, and the Armadillo. The Reluctant Cannibal, an argument between father and son. The son says, eating people is wrong. The father, must have been someone he ate. He used to be a regular anthropophagi. A Transport of Delight, about the London Transport diesel-engined 97-horsepower omnibus. 20 tons of TNT, possibly the catchiest song ever written about thermonuclear war. The War of 1418, a translation of a French language song by Georges Brassens, this song celebrates World War I. The Wampum, a tale about a fictitious creature and the British industry that stems from it. 3. Monologues. Flanders' comic monologues include By Air, about the vogue for air travel. Green Sleeves, about the background to the composition of the famous English air Green Sleeves. Los Olvidados, describing a festival akin to bullfighting, where the bull is replaced by an olive. This sound file, and all text in the article, are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.